Blog Talk Radio.
Royal, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father, Hell, all I know one thing, the memo's coming in as we speak. The Fox Care have been lit. The curtain have went up. Those, nothing to do but tell them about this broadcast and what we about. To take your time, over 500,000 plus on the international side ready to hear you, so take your time and come out.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as I always say, it is a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And that's always a good thing. That's why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums contests for righteous learning. That's not the way that it goes. So we are here to show you the way that it should go in the word of Yahuwah. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And you have to look no further now. You found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, you want to type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under Big Lion, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. Right after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And also, once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Saith Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will do one thing. It will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahuwah@gmail.com for writing your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other one is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This one is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first, of course, being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message about scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. So in saying that, please don't call this number trying to teach. As I said before, you will not receive a response, just a dial tone. Always remember what I said in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on a DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to mention, please do not contact this year via email, phone, or text before broadcast and afterwards. As you know, this year is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and besides that, answering many memos, and even the Latter-day Saints. That's a lot of stuff. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will hear just a dial tone. Also, what we'd like to bring to your attention, for those of you who have missed the beginning of any of our broadcasts, you'll always be listening to the Tyra Show at 9:15 today, at 9:15 p.m., unless it's Friday. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or when you start looking, you can actually listen to any previous day that you would like to listen. So also, during the normal broadcast, you'll find we're also transmitting our program on Paltalk. That's right, we're listed on Paltalk also. Under Ethnic Group, African American, just look for Voices of the True Israelites once again. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working, free of Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing in Shaikon. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. But when given the scriptures to speak by the Seer, remember, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that on our program, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And so we can anxiously get started listening to those words. Let me pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale. Hallelujah. That's excellent. We're going to spread a few books out and see what's going on in the same token. We're going to see who all going to be on stage. We got a memo saying the young lion will be a few minutes late. So we'll see who all will be on stage for the nice episode. We know the elder. See, one thing about the elder, you know, look at it as a game that the basketball players play. You got a center, you got two forwards and two guards. Elder said, listen, I can play all four of them, God. I can play all them four positions. So I'm ready to get in wherever I fit in at. And that's what it's all about, see, right? Get in where you fit in at and have the right spirit, because Yahuwah got big plans, but he got to show you the rules and regulations. So let's see who all will be on stage for the night episode part number 136. It's right around Detroit, Michigan. Let's see what Prince Leo Israel is. He ready to get on that microphone and holler on a little bit out of Camp 4 Israel, when you see a favor for part number 136, y'all probably be there, see right. Prince Leo Israel, would you be available? The seer, we gonna mute her. Well, your radio station, you do it. All right. Let's see who else will be on stage for the night episode. Let's see. Mother E, tribal Yatta, you the one who mothers out of Camp 1. Would you be coming on stage for cake number 136? Yatta beat you that stage right.
I can't hear you.
Mother E?
Mother E, can I hear you, Mother E?
Somebody just
woke up. Israel. I can't hardly hear you.
Okay. All right. What you saying, Elder? What you saying, Elder?
They're in the background speaking to you, Seer. You didn't hear them.
Oh, well, together, my ears is kind of plugged up a little bit. Did you hear Mother E? I heard Mother E in the background, but not as exploding as I want to hear it. So tell me something, Elder. Did you hear Mother E in grand style?
She sounded in grand style to me, Brother Seer. Eager and ready
Hallelujah.
To go.
Well, let's try it again, then. Yes. Let's try it again. Hey, Mother E, try the Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you that say right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, for Stevie Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Well, that time I heard you in grand style that time, Mother. So we gonna get something going on.
Bouncing Pete, now known as El Ultima Suspiro del Moro, the Moor's last sigh. He wept for the 781-year-old Islamic state he had lost forever.
I can't hear. I got it. No,
Martin Schwab is a German engineer, economist, and founder of the World Economic Forum. He has acted as the WEF chairman since founding the organization in 1971. So, floods, pestilence, drought, plague, and rumors of war. So, these are the key issues facing the world today. And the invitation only, World Economic Forum, WEF, next week in Davos, Switzerland. It's just a place to find the answers provided by the select globalist elite. See that? Founder Klaus Schwab declared Wednesday. The return of war, epidemic, and the climate crisis. All those disruptive forces have derailed the global recovery. The return of war, epidemic, and the climate crisis. All those disruptive forces have derailed the global recovery. Mm-hmm. Schwab, the firm's executive chairman, told journalists in an almost critical prognostication ahead of the conviction start on Sunday. Quote, those issues must be confronted in Davos, and the global food crisis in particular needs our immediate attention. So he added in an online briefing, according to the Irish Times. The returning of a 2,500 strong in-person gathering after the coronavirus pandemic comes as the world struggles to meet the challenges presented by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It all comes down to trusting in the WEF, see that, to find the correct outcomes and implement them as instructed. Schwab and his unelected workers submit. It all comes down to trusting in the WEF. To find the correct outcomes and implement them as instructed. Schwab and his unelected workers submit. Let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. So for pride throughout there. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers. this is going to have to get pretty near the field. So forth. Let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. We do a great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. So that's an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services we use. The food we eat, clothing, TV. Getting rid of poverty means providing these services to almost everyone on the planet. For this number to go up. And perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. In the rich world, perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. But every year, this number on average is going to go up. And so overall, more than double the services delivered per person. Here we have a very basic, but that's what I like.
Bill Gates was quietly becoming the biggest private owner of farmland in the United States. But as of February 2021, Gates has made headlines across the world for purchasing nearly 250,000 acres across Louisiana, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Washington. Why is Bill Gates buying up so much land? While researching for his magazine, The Land Report, author and journalist Eric O'Keefe noticed a massive land purchase in eastern Washington. A purchase of more than 1,000 acres is what he calls a blue moon event because of its rarity and scale.
Right.
This particular acquisition
means providing these services. Getting rid of poverty means providing these services to almost everyone on the planet. And it's a great thing for this number to go up. And perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. But this number on average is going to go up. And so overall, the services delivered per person.
Is quietly becoming the biggest private owner of farmland in the United States. But as of February 2021, Gates has made headlines across the world for purchasing nearly 250,000 acres across Louisiana, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Washington. Why is Bill Gates buying up so much land? Searching for his magazine, The Land Report, author and journalist Eric O'Keefe noticed a massive land purchase in eastern Washington. A purchase of more than 1,000 acres is what he calls a blue moon event because of its rarity and scale.
Right.
This particular acquisition.
Because when we heard this, mind you, it said the Ken Arthur plan is a fictional CIA-led scheme supporting an international effort to eliminate people of African descent, invented by author John A. Williams in his novel, The Man Who Cried I Am. Williams described his government plan to deal with the threat of a black uprising in the United States by condoning off black people into concentration camps in the event of a major racial incident. That's why look when this first started to circulate. A lot of this was a 1967 novel. The King Arthur Plan first appeared in Williams' 1967 novel, The Man Who Cried I Am, an account of the life and death of Richard Wright. In the afterworld of later editions, William compares King Arthur Plan to the intelligence programs devised by J. Edgar Hoover. Who's the right? How about this? Because some of you may say, well, what's wrong with Bill Gates taking over the farms? He got money. He's going to do the right thing. You know that genetically modified food is no good for you. No good for you. The bread is killing you. He's making fake meat that can kill you. The plants that they're making, it can kill you. the pesticide that they put in on the stuff, it can kill you. None of the fake stuff that they're making to give to us that they're saying it's cheaper works with your biological structure that God gave you. Everything that they do to you, it causes disease, sickness, cancer, diabetes, everything you can think of. So the smartest thing to do if you're billionaires is to control all the resources that these people who you hate are going to need. And give it back to them and make sure it destroys them. And that's what they're doing to us now.
Oh, yeah? Well, what can we say? The world got a plan and Yahweh got a plan, so will the plan gonna stand? I think you go with Yahweh's plan. So we have a plan on the table. Why don't we find out what is Yahweh's plan? Go back to the network. Is it okay to come back to network, WCC? Okay, we'll come back to the network. Hey, Hey, Elder Mr. Tibbs, do you hear Osea trying to Yahweh bid you, Elder?
And Yahweh bless you, Brother Osea. You had a bit of background noise at first that was drowning you out.
Well, that reminds me of a statement that's over there in the book of Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve was trying to put out the fire, and Satan was throwing more branches into the fire. They were trying to put it out, and Satan was throwing a bunch of branches in there to make it keep blazing up. So, you know, you're starting to run into anything else, but we prepared to do our part. So let's open up and, hey, Elder, let's see what Matthew chapter 10:16 say. We open up in Matthew 10:16, and we'll get back with the mothers later, and Mother Z will be addressing this national audience a little bit later. So let's see if we can get something going on there, Elder Mr. Tibbs. What can we read out of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19? What does it say?
Okay, Matthew chapter 10, looking at verse number 19. Mm-hmm. 19 says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought on what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
He said, now, once they deliver you up, now, he ain't going to deliver you up. So be prepared to say something if the Spirit of Yahweh is being with you. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mr. Tibb, what that say in Luke 12:12?
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, looking at verse number 12, says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. If you got the Spirit of Yahweh on you, in that very same hour, it would teach you what you ought to say. And let's see if we open up in the book of Daniel. Daniel's chapter 9. Go down to verse 6 to Elder. Elder, what do Daniel chapter 9, hold on to verse 6, say?
Daniel chapter 9, looking at verse 4 to verse number 9 or 6?
Take it down to verse 6. Take it down to verse 6, Elder.
Okay, from 4 to 6. 4 says, "And I prayed unto the Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, and made my confession, and said, O Yahuwah, the great and dreadful Yahuwah, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments or Torah instructions. 5. We have sinned or transgressed, and have committed iniquity, sins, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. 6. Neither we have hearkened unto the servants and the seers, which spake unto thy name of our king, and our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land."
He said, now Daniel was praying to the Almighty. He said, we have not listened to you. Read verse 5 again, Elder. Read verse 5 again. I think I heard something in verse 5.
Verse 5 says, "We have sinned or transgressed, and have committed iniquity, sins, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments."
He said, we done wicked, because we have rebelled, because we departed from your precepts. See, that's what we undid. He said, now, what we undid, he said, we have done wicked things. So here's the point here. See, William, when you depart from doing what Yahuwah got written in his Bible, that's a wicked thing. And as a matter of fact, let's see what we can read out of that in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1 through 13. And Mother E, help me Jeremiah 32. Verse 30 down to verse 34. Now, Elder, since we have departed from the Almighty, we won't keep what he got written. Let's see what he told Jeremiah to write in the 5th chapter, 1 down to verse 13. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Looking in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, reading verses 1 to verse number 13. Verse 1 says, Run ye to and fro, the streets of Jerusalem, Yadah, and see now, and know and speak, and seek in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any, execute judgment that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. 2. And though they say the Yahuwah liveth, surely they will swear falsely. 3. O Yahuwah, not thine eyes upon thy truth. Thou hast hearkened them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. 4. Therefore I say, surely these are poor, and they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Yahuwah, nor the judgment of their Yahuwah. 5. I will get me unto the great men, and I will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Yahuwah and the judgment of their Yahuwah. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. 6. Therefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall soil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goeth out tents shall be torn in pieces, because of their transgressions are many, and their backsliding are incest. 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no Yahuwah's. When I have fed them to the full, they have committed adultery, and assemble themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. 8. There are they as fed horses in the morning, and every one night after his neighbor's wife. 9. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Yahuwah, and shall my soul be avenged as such a nation as this? 10. go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make it not full. In, take away their battlements, for they are not the Yahuwah's. 11, for the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Yahuwah. 12, they have belied the Yahuwah and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. 13, and the seer shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus saith it be done unto them.
Now, Elder, if now you just got to read 5:1-13. What did you get out of that for this national order? What did you get out of it? Now, we found out just concerning Israel and Judah, Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. So tell this national order, what did you get out of 5:1-13? Come on. Summarize it, boss. Come on.
Well, sometimes when you are looking and you try to find someone to execute judgment on him, you know, even though that they seek the truth, probably Yahuwah will pardon it because they live falsely. And Yahuwah say that when you live falsely, your eyes are not up on the truth. And so that causes a lot of grievance when you don't have truth. And then you have hardened faces that when they hear the truth, it's like speaking another verse, when you hear the truth, they cast it behind their back. They get angry. They refuse to return back. So this makes them foolish unto the Yahuwah. And being foolish and not in the way of the Yahuwah, he's going to pass judgment on them according to what's been said. And then he will get the people that have the most power and the judgment of their own Yahuwah, you know, which is going to break the yoke. It should be only one Yahuwah, not theirs. But sometimes great men, they go after their own belief. And so he made an example that by a lion out of the forest to slay them. And that was an example.
So that was all done
because of their backsliding.
So he mentioned some treacherous beasts is going to oversee you for what you did. He says, so them beasts he's talking about is really nations. He said, now, since you will not follow what I got on the table, I'm going to have these kind of treacherous nations over you. He described them nations as what again? And look at the verses real good. That what was that? About 11-12, when he says about what can watch over you, he mentions some names of some deadly beasts. Can you bring back to the national audience what's the name of them deadly beasts he just got through mentioning there, Elder Mr. Gibbs?
Did you say the deadly beasts?
Yeah. You read.
Okay, that was. That was verse number 3 about the deadly beasts.
Yeah, he named them. He named them.
Well, he said that like a lion out of the forest shall slay them.
Lion.
And then a wolf of the evil shall soar them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he named a leopard that shall watch over their cities.
Okay. All right.
And then indicated that they'll be torn in pieces because of their transgressions. And backsliding.
So those are some pretty deadly beasts that are going to be watching over their cities. Isn't that right? That's right.
That's more than right.
But matter of fact, we're going to run them down and find out who he's talking about shortly after Mother E. Mother E, let's see if we're going to run that down. We know you're holding Jeremiah 32, but put a mark in Jeremiah 32. Let's see if we go back to Jeremiah 15 there, Mother. Mother Eve. Let's go back to Jeremiah 15, 1, 2, and 3. I think we want to follow up on and find out who is this he's talking about, because Yahweh, remember, he speaks in codes, but really they're not in codes. It's to those that understand what he's saying. So that was going to watch you for being a sinner against him. So we go on and see in Jeremiah 15 a little bit more about that, mother. Let's pick it up at Jeremiah 15, 1, 2, 3. What does it say?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1. Then said Yahweh unto me, So Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. Verse 2. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, where shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus said the Yahweh, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the fame to the fame, and such as are for the captain to the captain. Verse 3. And I will appoint over them four kinds, said the Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dog to tear, and the fire of the heaven, and the beast of the earth to devour and to destroy.
Hey, that's something. You mean, I don't care how we love our loved ones, love our offsprings. According to what Yahweh just said in verse number 1, I don't care if Samuel, Moses, or any of them, they cannot plead your cause. He says, I'm so mad at these people that, I mean, can't nobody go to bat for you. So you see how Yahweh is so mad at the children of the book. He said, I don't care. I don't care how many times the six anointed camps come and tell you about change your wicked ways and get right. Until you make a change, there's nothing Yahweh going to do. Although we preaching to the choir. And there is a deal. He said, if y'all want to obey what I'm saying, I'm going to send these four kinds on you. Mm-hmm. These four kinds on you. And one of them is the sword man. I'm going to send a sword man on you. I'm going to send a dog man on you. I'm going to send the foul man on you and the beast of the earth on you to devour you. He said, since you don't want to listen to me, then mother, back up to 28:47 down to verse 50 of Deuteronomy. He said, it's up to you. He said, I'm sending my seers to you earlier to tell you, listen, he's telling you which way to go. But if you don't want to pay him no never mind, I'm going to have these four kinds to watch you. And Mother E, in the 28th chapter, verse 47, down to verse 50 of Deuteronomy, can you help this national ordinance out that Yahweh did prophesize these things going to happen to you because you don't want to pay attention to what the man's saying? And Elder Kills, I want the 15th chapter. I want the 15th chapter of Numbers 1, 2, then pick up at verse 34 to 41 in the book of Numbers. Come on, Mother, you're on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 to 50. Verse 47 reads, because thus served not the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with darkness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall thus serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put the yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. 49. The Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swiftly as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50. And a nation of various continents, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young.
Verse 50. Verse 50,
that's
50? Yeah, 50.
That's a 50.
Okay, good
enough.
Verse
50. Okay. And a nation of spirit continent, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
Oh, okay. All right, you read that good. So this is what's going to happen to a people called the children of the book, the children of Israel. He said, because you, but he also said something, Mother E. He said something in the 65th chapter of Isaiah, something he said, although we heard earlier, Bill Gates is buying up all the land. Then now he's going to distribute out things to come, and all the billionaires going to get in line with him. They're going to buy up all the land, the farmland. And what they're going to do, they're going to say, well, you know, this food right here is aimed to a certain community. But let us kind of doctor it up a little bit to cause them all kind of problems. And the seers tell you ahead of time, we got the inside scoop on what they get ready to do to you. And you're going to sit on the sideline and just continue, just wait till it unfolds. They're going, the billionaires going to buy up all the land. Then they're going to say, okay, I tell you what, since we got all the good farmland, we got something more we want to put on what's going to a certain area. And then you'll be wondering why you got all kind of problems by trying to eat right, but you buying from those that them cook or cook stuff up like you. But he says something that we need to read in 65 there, Mother. Something he said in 65, verse number 13 and 14. He told Isaiah to see of something that maybe we need to read on tape 136. What did he tell Isaiah that we can read on Isaiah 65, 13 and 14? What did he say there, Mother?
Go to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13. Therefore, thus said the Yahweh, behold, my servant shall keep, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. 14. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of mine, but ye shall cry for sorrow of mine, and shall for vexation of
ears. So he's saying, Mother, although they got a plan to, in time to come, to, you know, mortify what goes into your mouth and do some things, but he said the servants of Yahweh is going to eat, because the servants of Yahweh are going to be reminded on what to be done. Although, hold what you got, Elder. So, you know, sometimes, Elder, sometimes you be want to go one place. And since Mother, excellent, brought it out in grand style. But he says now, although that's going to happen to the one that's disobedient, that's what he says, they're going to continue to think that somewhere down the line, they're going to pull you out. Although you eating the right stuff and everything going good, and you gonna believe that, But they done told you right then and there from the inside scoop, they're going to put some stuff on what's going to you, because you more damage to your body, and you'll be wanting to know, well, what happened to me? But he said his servants is going to eat. Now, I wonder what that's supposed to mean. His servants going to eat, and they're going to be joyful. But let's see, Elder, let's see, is it going to be a cakewalk for his servants? Let's see what they have to have. Will it be, you know, pie in the sky? We want to go to Romans chapter 5. Elder, we know you're holding numbers, but we want to hold that up for a minute, because we heard something in there that we need to investigate something. It's in Romans chapter 5. And we'll look at 3 down to verse 5 there, Elder. What can we read in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, 4, and 5?
Looking at the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. Verse 3 says, "And not only so, but we glory in the tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. 4. And patience experience, and experience hope. 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yahuwah is shed abroad in our heart or minds by the righteous spirit which is given unto us."
So he says, but his servants going to have to glory. What kind of way, Elder? According to that verse, they got the glory. What kind of way? What's that verse saying? That his servants got the glory in what kind of way? Help me out there, Mother. What kind of way they got
glory,
the glory in?
Glory and tribulation and patience.
Oh. So he's telling you that what is going to be on the table, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to glory and have patience even in tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. So he's saying, listen, whatever they got on the table for your own disobedience, they're going to do it. And, you know, they're going to do exactly what they got written that was prophesied that they were going to do. But he said, you're supposed to go bump your head against the wall. You're supposed to glory in that tribulation that's going to come up. Because Yahuwah got to get your attention sooner or later. Let's get a precept out of that, Elder. Go to Acts chapter 14, 22 and 23. Let's get a precept out there, Elder. We're going to Acts 14, 22 and 23. What does it say?
Okay, look in the book of Acts. What was that chapter? 14?
Yeah, verse 22 and 23. So he's
okay,
saying,
verses.
Go ahead. Acts 14, 22 and 23.
In the book of Acts, looking at chapter 14, verses 22 and 23, 22 says, "Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in faith, that we must go through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah." 23. "And then they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting. They commended them to the Yahuwah on whom they believed."
That's good talking there. So he said, listen, so he sent those to tell them that we must go through how much tribulation, Elder?
Okay, let me see how much tribulation he had to go through. It didn't say the amount, but it said much. That's unmeasurable.
So we're going to have to go through much tribulation for this thing that is on the table through our own disobedience. See, let you know now. But Mother Eve, so what do we got to do that we can read, Mother Eve, in Mark 1:15? Let's see what we got to do chapter 1, verse 15, brother. What we got to do, since we see now, we're going to have to go through much tribulation. Because they're sitting right now, they're cooking the books on you right now. So we're going to have to find out what we got to do. Let's see what we got to do according to Mark 1:15, mother. What did it say, mother? 1:15.
Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the covenant.
That's big talk, mother. So he's telling us this tribulation is going to come knocking on your door. He said, you don't have to repent and believe about the kingdom. Now, let's go to St. John 16:13, Mother. Mother E, St. John 16:13. So he's telling you that that this is going to come up on you. And he always sends a warner to tell you, get prepared. But he says his servant's going to eat. And they're going to be joyful when this thing hit. But to be a servant of Yahweh, you got to know more than just his name. You got to be a doer of Yahweh, not just I know his name. No, you have to do a little bit more. But what do you say, Mother, that we can read in 16:13?
Thank you. Chapter 16, verse 13. I be when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you into all things, all truth. But he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
Mm-hmm. He says, somebody going to show you things to come to prepare yourself for it. Now, Mother, run over to Jeremiah. Now, give me that 32. Verse 30 down to verse 34. Now I can stand about the pieces of the book. Now, Elder read that Jeremiah 1 through 13. So now I want to get back and peep at something in Jeremiah 32, verse 30 down to verse 34, Mother E. What's that saying that we can read? Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 30 to 34. Verse 30. For the children of Israel were serving kings, and the children of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 30. For the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and the children of Yahweh Judah, the servant Canaan, have only done evil before me from their youth. But the children of the northern tribe have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, with Yahweh. Verse 31. But this city has been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fear from the day that they built it, even until this day, that I should renew it before my face. Verse 32. Because of all the evil of the children of the 10 northern tribes and of the children of the southern kingdom, which they have done to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, their prince, their priests, and their seers, and the men of Yahweh Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Yahweh Judah, 33. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face. So I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they
have not hearkened to received instruction. 34. But they set their abomination in the house which is called by my name to defile it.
So, Mother, what are you saying? That he done his part with the children of the book. He said, I'm done my part with the children of the book. He said, I've sent the warners to tell them to stop sinning against me, but we will not do so. So that's why you want to have all these other nations in the form of all these beast-like other nations to watch over you. Because everything that when I sent my servants to show you on the pages of the book how you're supposed to position yourself, but you do a elder, Mr. Tibbs, but they do a Zechariah chapter 7 and pick up at verse 7 down to verse 14. Let's see what we can find out about these children of Israel of the book. He says, now I send my servants to tell you to stop what you're doing. But let's see exactly what you do when he sends his servants to show you that you're on the wrong path. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 7 down to verse 14. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Looking at the book of Zechariah, reading chapter verses 7 to verse number 14. Verse 7 says, should ye not hear the words which the Yahweh had cried by the former prophets or seers, when Jerusalem, Yadah, was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? 8. And the word of the Yahweh came unto Zechariah, saying, 9. Thus speakest the Yahweh of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion, every man to his brother. 10. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart or mind. 11. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away their shoulder and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. 12. They made their hearts or minds as amethyst stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Yahweh of hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophet or seers. Therefore came a great wrath of the Yahweh of hosts. 13. Therefore it's come to pass that as he cried, they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Yahweh of hosts. 14. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations, whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that had no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate.
Read 13 again with a little more audio to Elder. Now you stumbled up on some a profound statement, Elder, so we might well look at that again. So you said, what did you read in Zechariah 7:13 again with a little more audio? Come on.
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 7, reading verse 13. 13 says, therefore, it has come to pass that as he cried, they would not hear. So they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Yahweh of hosts.
Take that something. You hear the man saying? He said, I sent my seers to cry to you to tell you, stop your wicked ways. You didn't pay him no mind. You told him, get your hand off my shoulder. Huh? You snatched your hand away from him. He said, okay, now you're crying, and I ain't going to hear you. See that? So he always sent his man to you, the seer, that contacts the elders. Elders contact the fathers. The fathers give it to mothers, and the mothers give it to children. But what did you do when that order that we can read? Let's come back one more verse again, the elder. I want to know, what did they do when verse number 11, 7, 11 in Zechariah, what they do when the anointed leadership comes to you and tell you, it's time now to put your brick down. It's time now to get the land, start planting your own food, start building a storehouse where you can unperishable, start putting in there, because you say service going to eat. You can put all this land before us, and we sitting on the sideline just waiting on what we just heard earlier in the early part of this tape, saying all the big dignitaries that we're going to, you know, we're going to cut this population down. Man-made. So we're going to buy up all the farmlands and penalize the farmers to make themselves their crop, because we want to cut the population down. That would be a great thing. And we just going to just let you buy from us. But we're going to make sure. You know, I remember, I don't know, you may be elder or mother, you can remember. Do you remember back in the days when an airplane used to fly over your crops and drop all type of pesticides on your crop, on your crop? The airplane, you just all of a sudden they come where you at, and they'll drop all kind of pesticides down on what you're cooking on. Now, who can bear witness with that with the old elder? Come on.
Yeah, they used to have like a biplane which flies real slow, and they had what they call a duster sprayer underneath it, and they could spray these pesticides across the farmland at a slow speed to make sure it got where it should get to. That was called a crop duster, was the name, called a crop duster.
A crop duster. So...
Mm-hmm.
Listen, look what the big dignitaries say they're going to do. They say they're going to buy up all the land now. They got the money to do it. And they're going to have that same airplane, after stuff grows naturally, and that airplane going to fly over it again and put all kind of whatever it takes to have you with everything you got and much more to come. Because they said probably, we must cut down the population. It's too many of color, so we got to cut the population down. And the best way to cut it down is through your belly. Then if you get smart to go to other neighborhoods and buy your, you're going to pick up a lemon, it's going to cost you $11.10. A lemon going to cost you $11.10. So you see here, see, Roy, we kind of tell you, listen, what they got on the table, they're going to do. Because they've been ordained to do that, because he said, you don't want to serve me, you're going to serve your enemy. He said, because you have a problem. Hey, what are we holding? Is it holding anything? Is it a verse you're holding?
Numbers.
Okay.
Numbers was holding chapter 15, brother
Sia. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. Hold that. We hold that. Thank you, Elder. I like that spirit. So we'll come back to that. But let's find out, Elder, let's find out in the seventh chapter about Southern and Northern Kingdom. Let's find out about the Southern and Northern Kingdom and the seventh chapter of Jeremiah, 1 down to verse 4. Then we'll skip down to 8. Then we'll pick up verse 23 down to verse 28. That's what we'll do. Let's find out what he had Jeremiah to write. In Jeremiah chapter 7, Elder, 1 through 4, skip down to verse 8 and 23 down to verse 28. What did it say there, Elder, Mr. Tibbs? Come on.
In the book of Jeremiah, looking at chapter 7, reading verse 1 to 4, skip to verse 8, and 23 to 28. Well, let's see. We'll start at verse number 1. And 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Yahweh saying, 2, stand in the gates of the Yahweh's house and proclaim there his word and say, hear the words of the Yahweh, all ye of Judah, Gadah, and enter in at these gates to worship the Yahweh. 3, thus says the Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in his place. 4, trust ye not in lying words, saying a temple of the Yahweh, the temple of the Yahweh, the temple of the Yahweh, and are these. Verse number 8. 8 says, behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Looking at verse 23 to 28. 23 says, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Yahweh, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it is may be unto you, well unto you. 24, but they hearken not, nor incline their ears, and walk in the counsels and in the imagination of evil heart or mind, and went backwards and not forward. 25, since the day of your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, in Israel, unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants of the seers, daily, rising up early and sending them. 26. Yea, they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. 27. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. 28. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Yahweh, their Yahweh, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth.
You mean Yahweh was saying, give me Malachi 2, verse 10, 11, then I think we can bring your mother D up Israel to kind of shed some of this load. And the young lion, he doing his jumping jacks. So I'm ready to get him the microphone too. So now, Mr. Tibbs, you mean what we have heard so far, that Yahweh, he was sending the seers to you and tell you stop what you're doing, but they're not gonna pay him no never mind. Double. So in Malachi chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, can you help me out there, Elder? What it says in Malachi chapter 2, verse 10 and in verse 11?
Malachi chapter 2. Going to verse 10 and verse 11. 10 says, have we not all one Father? Had not one Yahweh created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? 11. Judah had dealt treacherously, and abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, Yadah, for Judah had profaned the righteousness of the Yahweh which he loved, and had married the daughter of a strange Yahweh.
He said, it's Judy, it's this one they call African-American Negro in color. He said, this is a terrible people. He said, oh, Judah, the Southern Kingdom, that's a terrible people. You know, I sit there and think about the Southern Kingdom, Judah, the one you call black, African-American, Negro color. He's just a terrible person right here. you know, I thought about something while Bill was reading. I look at these games. It's called like Blackstone Rangers. Let's see, Blackstone Rangers. Give me some more names. The Goon Squad, Crips and Blood. Do you know all these games is led by the African-American Negro color called the Negro? This is terrible, people.
Don't forget the Vice Lords.
So you got all these names, and you look at the head of all of them, it'd be the tribe of Judah. To be a member of Judah that he's talking about right now. So this right here, now what's going to break this trend? I don't know. But Judah is the one. That's why we do street teaching now, and we ask people on the flyer. What you had on this thing, it says Black, African American, Negro color. Which one is you? I'm the Negro. But look over to your left hand side and see who Negro is. Judah. Judah, the fourth son of Israel. That's who Judah is. This is an evil people. They refuse to hear the word of Yahweh. Oh, let's go back to network. So now what's going to break it? I don't know. But Yahweh will do everything he's saying he's going to do. Let's see if we run back and find Mother D up Israel and bring on stage for take number 136. So when you meet your mother with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. That's why I beat you, Sierra. Right here.
Yahweh bless you, Sierra Israel of Sierra. Hallelujah.
So this Judah, he's a terrible people. So in Ezekiel chapter 3, can you tell me what it says in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 4 down to 11? Go down to verse 11 and 27. Ezekiel chapter 3, Mother D of Israel. What he said that we can read in 3 verse 4 down to 11 and 27. Help the national audience understand what he got written to Ezekiel to see him. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 4 to 11.
And 27. And 27, because you didn't write it down. Write it down, 27.
Yeah. I'm trying to get myself together. Okay.
All right.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 4 to 11, and verse 27. Verse 4. And he said unto me, Son of man, go get you unto the family of Israel and speak with my words unto them. Verse 5. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the family of Israel. Verse 6. Not to many peoples of a strange speech and of a hard language whose words you cannot understand. Had I sent you to them, they would have hearkened, listened unto you. Verse 7. But the family of Israel will not hearken, listen unto you, for they will not hearken, listen unto me. For all the family of Israel are impudent and hard-headed, hard-minded. Verse 8, behold, I have made thy face strong against their face, and your forehead strong against their forehead. Verse 9, as a Adam hardened than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious family. Verse 10, moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto you, receive in thine mind, and hear with thine ears. Verse 11. And go get you to them of the captivity, unto the children of your people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus says Yahweh, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Verse 27. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus says Yahweh, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbear, let him forbear. They are a rebellious family.
This is rebellious. But he always, and mother, be up Israel. In 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, let's take a look at how he operates. In 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, tell me out there, Mother D. up Israel, let's see how he operates.
Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
Let's see what we can read out of 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. What can we read there, Mother D. up Israel?
2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 7.
Chapter 12.
Verse 6 and 7.
Yes.
Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 6. Whereupon the prince of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, Yahweh is righteous. Verse 7. And when Yahweh saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Yahweh came to Shemna, saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Yahdah Judah Israel by the hands of
Mm-hmm. So we find out that Yahweh be peeping at things, Mother of Israel. And he said, once the seer come and bring you a message, if you do what the Yahweh said he'll do, and if you don't do, what did he say? What is he saying, Mother? I mean, he's saying something, but I want to come out. Exactly. We just not reading. We know what we read. What is Yahweh saying here? Because he's peeping all the time. So what is he saying that we can read, Mother, out of 2 Chronicles 12, verse 6 and 7? What is he saying?
He's saying if they humble themselves and repent, then he'll send a deliverer for them. He'll turn away his wrath.
That's big talk. That's big talk. So he's saying he said once the anointed messengers come to you and tell you what time it is, if you repent, what he was getting ready to do to you, he will not do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. But when anointed leadership tell you some things and you just move the hand off the shoulder, get your hand off my shoulder, I'm going to still be wicked and wicked-ass ache. Then you're gonna pay the price for it. Young Lion, since Young Lion, you're on the clock now, Young Lion up. So let me get a case in point. In 2 Chronicles 36, Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, Yahweh be to that scene, right?
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, we have heard a lot of good stuff there so far, Brother Micaiah, Young Lion. So we want to make sure we clear exactly what is this man saying. And then all we got to do is just, you know, if we're in a little tight, just see what the Bible's saying and go from there. What can we read in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12 and 22.
Book of 2 Chronicles, on the chapter 36, 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 12 read. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah. Verse 22. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahuwah spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer might be accomplished, Yahuwah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying.
So Yahuwah would stir up his spirit. He'll take control if you do what he tell you to do. Or Jeremiah, speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah, and he told Cyrus what to do, and Cyrus humbled himself and followed instruction. But read verse 12 again there, young lion.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 12 read. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah.
So, can you break that down for the national? What is you saying here, young lad? We know you're reading it, but what did you read here in that verse 12 that this national audience needs to be clear about? What Yahuwah got on the table. What is verse 12 trying to tell us?
Well, Jeremiah the seer, he speaks from the mouth of Yahuwah. So if you are speaking any evil in the sight of Yahuwah, you don't humble yourself. You got to humble yourself in a sight of the seer. Jeremiah the seer was on the clock, but you must humble yourself in front of the seer.
Let's get a case in point in the 44th chapter, verse 4 and 16. Let's see what happened then. So Jeremiah studied, he's studied on something. So in the 44th chapter, verse 4 and 16, can you help me out, young lion, what he's saying in 44, verse 4 and 16?
Okay. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 44, verse 4 and verse 16. Verse 4 reads, Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants, the seers, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable, thing that I hate. Verse 16. As for the word that you have spoken unto us in the name of Yahuwah, we will not hear unto you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's something. You hear that? So sometime when you come on the network and you got a anointed leadership all around, you got a 6 anointed camps, we bring you the message from the Bible, what he's saying. But you mean the answer is going to be what again in verse 16?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter, for the word that you have spoken unto us in the name of Yahuwah, we will not hearken unto you.
Robbie. So, but we got to continue to come on the broadcast and tell it, you know. But we see what kind of response we're going to get. Now, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, now you can bring that numbers in. Let's get a case in point in 1, 2, 34 down to verse 41. Now, we're going to get a case in point. So, otherwise, what we bring to the table from the mouth of Yahuwah's book to you. Let's see what it says we can read in the 15th chapter, verse number 1 and 2, 34 down to verse 41. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock. Come on.
In the book of Numbers, that was chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
And we were looking at verses 1 and 2 and also skipping verses 34 to 41.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting at verse number 1, which says, "And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you become unto the land of your habitations, which I give unto you." Verse 34. 34 says, "And they put him inward, because it was not declared what should be done to him." 35. "And the Yahuwah said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. 36. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died, as the Yahuwah commanded Moses. 37. And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 38. Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make their fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringes of their borders a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all of the commandments of Torah instructions of the Yahuwah, and do them, that ye seek not after your own heart or mind, and with your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring. 40. That you may remember and do all my commandments of Torah instructions, and be righteous unto your Yahuwah. 41. I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, to be your Yahuwah. I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah."
So that's when Yahuwah, he brought in, put in fringes on, because he said, I'll tell you what, this man was doing something contrary on the Sabbath day that I forbid him not to be doing. So I tell him, I'm going to put a reminder on him, on a warrant that afterwards, but we're going to hit him on the head real good. Get rid of him. Then I'm going to bring in the dress code for the children of Israel, which is fringes. Now, them fringes is going to be like a voice walking with you, telling you, "Dash you not, dash you not." See, so that's why it is a fashion statement, but it is for the children of Israel as a reminder to stop sinning against him on them days, on feast days, watching days. So when you got them fringes on, when you get ready to do something contrary, the fringes start talking to you. "Dash you not. Dash you not do that. Oh, who is that talking to me?" It's your fringes talking to you. That's what we're talking to you. Tell you guys you're not. So that's why he brought in them fringes, because the guy had amnesia about the Sabbath day. So Yahuwah will remind him that not him, but those that think, put your fringes on, because they will be a reminder to keep the Sabbath day, feast days, and everything he got written. So that's what the fringes for. Although it is a fashion statement for the children of Israel, but it's also a reminder for you to don't be breaking what he got on the table. So Mother E, let's run to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 2. Mother E, we're going to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 2 there, Mother E, and skip down to 23, down to verse 28. So when you wind your fringes, it's more than just a fashion statement. Is a reminder, that's you not. That's you not. You say, who's that talking to me? Let me see. Hold up on me. Let me pull a rabbit out of hat behind that one. Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21, can you have to see out what them fringes remind you of in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21? What them fringes remind you to do that we can read, Mother B.F. Israel, 30 chapter, verse 20 and 21.
Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21. Verse 20. And though Yahweh gives you the bread of adversity, and you, I mean the bread of adversity, and the water of affliction, yet shall not thou teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see your teacher. 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk you in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
That'd be them prisoners talking to you. You be walking on the street, you hear something saying, what you talking to me? It's your fringes. You know you're not keeping the Sabbath day, and you know you don't got power without me. Oh, so be your fringes talking to you, right? So you say, I thought we're going to kill this man for what he did. But fringes would talk to you on Dash or not. Give me a precept on that mother in 22:12 or Deuteronomy. 22 verse 12 and Deuteronomy. What does it say?
Talking to me?
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 22:12. I need a precept.
Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 12. Thou shalt make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith thou coverest yourself.
So he's telling you that was, he said, now if you know you is Israel descent, it wasn't given to other nations. They got the days and dues and the best and the suit and tie. That's their dress. They come up with it on their own. But the children of Israel, the gay clothing. Excellent, mother. So now they is a suit and tie and the skinny jeans. So that's their thing. So he's telling you now what you do. It's up to you. He gave you an example about a man that wanna disobeyed it. And it's like, what you do for him, I don't do for him. We put him in ward. And what ward means, you take a two pieces of planks and you cut out a hole in it and two arms. You raise it up and stick your head in there and put your arm through it and close it down. That was called prison. You put him in there until Yahweh tell us, Yahweh, I don't know, what should I say? What should we do to him? He said, you want to know my mind? Take him out before all the congregation, everybody get a rock and hit him on the head until he die. That's how I feel about it. You hear that? There it is. Now, Mother Eve, what can we read out of Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 2? 23 down to verse 28, Mother E. What can we read? You on the clock, come on.
Okay, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 2, verse 23 to 28. Verse 2. Stand in the gate of the Yahweh's house, temple, and proclaim there the word, and say, hear the word of the Yahweh, all ye of Yahweh Judah, that enter in at the gate to worship the Yahweh. Verse 23. But this thing command I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Yahweh, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. 24. But they hearken not, nor incline thy ear, but walk in the counsel and in the image and in the imagination of their evil mind, and went backward and not forward. Verse 25. Since the day that your fathers come forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants, the field, daily, rising up early and sending them. Verse 26. If they, yet they hearken not unto my me, nor incline thy ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their father, verse 27. Therefore, thus shall speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thus shall also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Verse 28. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not a voice of the Yahweh. The voice of the Yahweh, their Yahweh, nor receive correction to truth is perished and is cut off from their part.
Mother, well, you hear what he's saying, Mother E? He's saying that this people that he's talking about, they refuse to take correction, although this station right now got over 500,000 plus that's on the international side. He said, but they're gonna do a Ezekiel mother E. They're gonna do Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 down to verse 33. Let's see what they're going to do that we can read.
Okay.
Ezekiel 33 there, Mother. Pick up at verse 30 down to verse 33. Let's see what we can read. You on the clock, come on.
The book Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30 to 33.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, the son of man, the children of the people, still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the temple, and speaking one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Yahweh. 31. And they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear my words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covenant. 32. And lo, there are unto them as a very lovely song, a one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy word, but they do them not. 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a fear has been among them.
Mm-hmm. So they're not going to listen to the six anointed camps that come on this network 6 nights a week and showing what this man is saying, Mother E. So in Jeremiah was still talking. So Mother E, what did he say in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 through 10 about this people? This people called on them flyers called Black African American Negro color, but really they are the tribe of Judah. What did he say about these peoples of Jeremiah, about these peoples called the Israelites, the fourth son of Israel, whose name was changed from Jacob to Israel? What did he say about them that we can read in the 13th chapter, verse 8 and 10? What did he say that, Mother E?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 8. Then the word of the Yahweh come unto me, saying, verse 9, thus said the Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Judah. Verse 10. this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in their imagination of their mind and walk after other Yahwahs, false Yahwahs, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
So he's saying the one is called today African American Negro, according to the rules that Yahuwah got put in this book, they're good for how much they are, mother?
Good for nothing. They're good for nothing.
Good for nothing. We're talking about the one that's called African American Negro, that he says, Brother Mackay, he made a statement about them in the 49th chapter, verse 1 of Genesis 8 through 10. He says something about them that was prophesied. And let's see, the people that's good for nothing, let's see what the prophecy on them that we can read in the Genesis 49, verse 1, 8 through 10. What can we read, J.R.? Brother Mackay, you on the clock, come out.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. You said verse 1 and 8 through 10?
Yeah, skip down to 8 through 10.
Okay, the book of Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 reads, "And Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days." Verse 8. Yada Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemy. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Verse 9. Yada Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you are gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The law shall not depart from Yada Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Yahuwah the Son come, and until unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
So you're saying that the goddess of Deuteronomy 33:1-7, young lion, he said it's prophesied that Judah will wake up to their responsibility that they're not African American, Negro, color black, and super coon. If they're going to wake up and understand that it's prophecy of them once they identify themselves as not being black, African American, Negro, and color and super coon. And then they're going to say, well, who am I? They're going to say, always to your far left, you from the tribe of Judah. You are the lead tribe. All the responsibility of the 11 tribes is on your shoulder once you come back to yourself. So, you mean I'm not African American, Negro, and super cool? No. Them was given on you because of your disobedience. But he said he's going to send a ministry to start showing you that that's not who you are. But it's some things that you have to do. Help me out, Mother D up there. There's some things you got to do. You got to do something. And give me the 24th chapter of Isaiah, verse 15, Mother D up Israel. Something you got to do. He says something you got to do. In the 24th chapter, verse 15 of Isaiah. Let's see what you got to do that we can read.
Okay. Isaiah 24, verse 16.
Make it 15.
Isaiah 24, verse 15. Wherefore? Honor you, the Yahuwah, in the fire, even the name of Yahuwah of Israel in the isles of the sea.
He said, you gotta honor Yahuwah even in the fire. He said, even that name, you gotta have that name right. And in the book of Malachi, mother, he said, you got to have his name right. You might have a lot of things going for you. He said, you got to have his name right, even in the fire. Let's see, what is the reward of that in Malachi 3:16-18? Mother, D.F. Israel, what's the reward of having his name right, even in the fire? Let's see what we can read in Malachi 3:16-18.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16-18. Verse 16. Then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another. Yahweh heard, he hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yahweh and that thought upon his name. 17. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serve him. Verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served Yahweh and him that served him not.
You'll be able to know, regardless of how they fashion what they got on, you'll be able to know. Because he says in Psalms 85:11, that mother dear of Israel, he made a profound statement in Psalms 85:11. What did he say that we can read? In Psalms 85:11.
Okay, so you
what can we read, mother? 85:11.
Psalms chapter 85:11. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Oh, he said, now the truth gonna spring out of the earth, and righteousness gonna look down. Well, look, wait a minute now. Mm-hmm. Who's this righteous going to look down? And I got to find out who's this righteous. You mean truth is going to spring out of the earth. And
mm-hmm.
what's going to look down is righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got to find out who's this righteous going to be looking down. Oh, Mother D of Israel. Let's run to the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. Who's this righteous going to be looking down that we're going to read? We're going to Jeremiah 23. Who's this righteous going to be looking down that we can read? In Jeremiah 23, righteous going to look down in verse number 6. 23:6. Let's talk about this righteous going to look down once the truth starts springing from the earth. That means Yahweh going to intervene. Once the truth is spoken from the earth, then righteous going to look down. And who is this righteous? 23:6 says who?
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. In his days, Yahdah Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness, Yahweh the Son.
I guess that's how it's going to be. So what we got to do in 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 47-48. And young lion, have me 1 Enoch 40, verse 1, 2, 6, and 7 waiting on me. 1 Enoch chapter 40, 1, 2, and skip down to verse 6 and 7. So what we got to do, our mother D.F. Israel, in 2 Ezra 2, 47-48. What we got to do to receive all this good stuff, we just, truth got to come from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In the third heaven, righteous, which is Yahweh the Son, going to look down.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let's see what we got to do in 2 Ezra 2, 47-48.
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 47 and verse 48. Verse 47. So he answered and said unto me, it is the Son of Yahweh whom thou hast confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to command them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh. Verse 48. Then the angel said unto me, go your way and tell my people what manner of things and how great wonders of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, thou hast seen.
Yeah. So he's saying, you want to pay the price, but go tell them if they stand stiffly in the name, you got a reward coming in the name. But if you fall away from the name and you got a problem, or, well, I'm only use the name when I'm in class. Let's see what he told Enoch to write in the 40th chapter, verse 1, 2, 6, and 7. What he say, Brother Micaiah, those that want to cameo the name, only use the name when it's convenient when you're among the six anointed camps. First Enoch 40, 1, 2, 6, and 7, bring it.
The book of First Enoch, chapter 40, verses 1, 2, 6, and 7. Verse 1 reads, and after that I saw thousands of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. Verse 2, I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning who stood before Yahuwah of spirits. And on the four sides of Yahuwah of spirits I saw four figures, different from those that did not sleep. And I learned their names. For the ministering spirit, the angel that went with me, told me their names and showed me all the hidden things. Verse 6. And the third voice I heard pray and intercede for those who live on the earth and pray earnestly in the name of Yahuwah of spirits. Verse 7. And I heard the fourth voice fending off Satan, and forbidding them to come before Yahuwah of spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth.
Ain't that something? He said the ones that all of a sudden that had a problem with the name, and all of a sudden now they see all that killing going on. Now they want to get and tell Yahuwah, yeah, I know the name now. I know what his name is. Now I'm big enough prison. Now it's too late. You ain't getting there to do nothing. Y'all belongs to me. You got opportunity now to call this man by his one name now. Now you see the penalty of it if you don't stand stiffly in the name of them four letters. 41 verse 2 says what?
Oh, man. The book of Enoch, chapter 40, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning, who stood before Yahuwah's spirit. And on the fourth side of Yahuwah's spirit, I saw four figures, different from those that did not sleep, and I learned their names. The angels that went with me told me their names and showed me all the hidden things.
Well, I need a little bit more. Let me look at this young line. I need a little bit more. And let me see what I need out of that. Let me give me a little book and peek, because I need a little bit more there, young line. So I can stand a little bit more. Look at verse 2, 41 verse 2 real carefully. Look at 41
okay.
Verse 2 real carefully there, young line.
The book of Enoch, chapter 40. He said 41 verse 2. Verse
yes,
2
sir.
Reads, and there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the righteous. And my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there which denied the name of Yahuwah of spirits. And they were being dragged off. And they could not live because of the punishments which proceeds from Yahuwah of spirits.
Wait a minute. He said he sees the one that was what was going on. He said, Enoch said, I seen the ones that stood before the mansion. Mother Eve, what are you talking about in the 14th chapter 1 and 2? St. John. Mother Eve, what are you talking about in the 14th chapter verse 1 and 2? That stood before the mansion. Let's go to the 14th chapter 1 and 2 and find what he's talking about in St. John. What mansion is he talking about?
Okay.
that God has spoken.
Verse 1 and 2.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Let not your mind be troubled. He believes in Yahweh, believe also in me. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go...
Go ahead.
And verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Verse 4. And
that's
where
good,
I go...
That's good. So the mansions, he going to go and prepare up and bring them down. And now we read, Enoch says, I've seen the ones that were standing by the mansion, and I was there, get my reward, but I seen some that was not, they was getting a reward of the wicked, and they was driven off. For what reason again, Brother Makai? Well, they was driven off, and great punishment was put on them in 41 verse 2 of 1 Enoch. What was the reason again? Come on. First Enoch 41:2, Brother Micaiah, can you help me out, help those see out on, they were standing by the mansions, and what was going on that we can read in 41 verse 2?
The book of First Enoch chapter 41 verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the righteous, and my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there, which denied the name of Yahweh's spirit, and they were dragged off, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeds from Yahweh's spirit.
So if you're not using the name, you are a what, according to verse 41? He called your name if you're not using the four letters. You are a what again? According to what Enoch said you are. What big word? Somebody help me out. Help me out, mothers.
You say the book of...
It's a big word. It's a big word there. He says, let me sit the stage one more time. It's a big word in verse 41, verse 2. Say, if you do not call him by his name, he was driven off. And he called you a name. What name did he call you for not using the four-letter name? You are a what? Who helped me out? According to verse 41.
The sinner.
I mean,
oh, the sinner.
You're what?
Sinner.
That's right. So if you ain't using the four-letter name in the eyes of the Yahweh and Enoch, you are what?
A sinner.
You hear that, Mother of Israel?
Yeah.
If you're not using the four-letter names according to Enoch, he says, regardless of whatever they did, they is called a what by not using the four-letter name?
A sinner.
You mean you can read that? That's in there?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't get nothing out of this class here. So now,
Hallelujah. So
we found one thing that we found out. Now, see, we don't read the end time prophecy. So that's why we stand so stiffly in the name, because we know if you're not using the name, you're a sinner. So you watch a whole bunch of sinners all every day long, especially on that one eye Satan. Walk around with his back all straight like an ironing board with skinny jeans on. He ain't number the sinner. See? And he seen them dragged off.
Well, the big thing is that now you just can't say everybody's sinning because we have a nice name. Well, I didn't say nobody was a sinner. We just read what it said. your Senate being used in the name. Well, let's see if we bring Mother E in and let Mother E address this knocking on it. Let's bring in Elder first. Hey, Elder, what your closing statement is on who brings this broadcast on Tape 136? Hey, Elder, let's see if your clock come on.
I don't hear the other. I don't hear no more.
Yeah. Israel, T. Roy, you see that? Is the elder around, Mother D?
I don't hear nobody.
Okay, it sounds like, look, Mother E still there. Okay, so we're going to keep the ball game rolling. We're going to see
He said he was going to bring in Mother Z.
Yeah, we're going to see his Mother Z ready since we can't get the elder on right now. It sounds like something going on with the broadcast. We get Mother, is Mother Z around right now, Mother E?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, Yahweh bless you, Mother Z. We're going to keep the ball game rolling, and you're going to bring and address the national audience, whatever Yahweh put on your mind for us to hear for this evening. You on the clock, Mother E, Mother Z.
I'm going to read something out of the book of Micah. And then I'm going to go to Isaiah. Then I'm going to go to 2 Timothy. I'm going to read Micah chapter 2, starting at verse 10. Arise ye and depart from this. Well, arise ye. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Arise ye and depart from this. Okay, I'm sorry, I keep reading wrong. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. Give me a second. Let's turn the page. For it is polluted. It shall destroy you even with a sorrow destruction. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If a man walk in the spirit of falsehood, do lie. If a man walk in the spirit of falsehood, do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto you of wine and of strong drink. He shall even be the seal of this people.
Now I got to go to Isaiah. I ain't see it. That's teacher.
I'm going to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 9, 10, 17 to 12. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 9, verse 9. And the man bowed down, and the great man humbled himself. Therefore, forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide. Be in the dust for fear of the Yahweh and for the greatness of his majesty. Verse 11. The lawful look of man shall be humble and they honor eight of men. A man shall be bowed down, and the Yahweh also shall be exalted in that day. Verse 12. For the day of the Yahweh of hosts shall be upon every man that is lifted up, and he shall be bought low. Now I'm going to never drawn my supposed to be in Isaiah 29. Sorry. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9. Say yourself and wonder, cry ye out and cry, they are drunken, but not with wine. They stumble, stagger, but not with wine, not with strong drink. For the Yahweh have poured out upon you the spirit of sleep, and have closed your eyes, the seal and your rule, the seals have he covered, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of the book that is sealed, which man deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this. Learn, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. Verse 12. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I am not learned. And I'm going to 2 Timothy.
I was saying, preach.
Y'all got your microphones too close. You got the microphones too close there, Mother E, Mother Z. Got the microphones too close. Elder Skills, you about ready? to bring your fight on in, Elder? You're on the clock. Come on, Elder. Mr. Steps.
The mother wasn't even finished.
Get back in.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you, Brother Micaiah.
The shit came back. I guess we had the echo sounds going on. So I guess we can keep it rolling if the elder and they get in. Oh, still, you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there. I have to be, they call it amended, because that's indicting the whole world not using the name. And the big dignitaries don't like that kind of tone, so they have to, you know, in their own mind, slap those C on the wrist. But the way, what it is, that is not in canon. But whether it's in canon or not, Enoch gonna be around to tell you what's going on. And Enoch said that's how it's gonna happen. So who think I'm gonna believe? I'm gonna believe what Enoch say. So that's what I'm gonna believe. Enoch said, if you ain't got the name right, I don't care what condition you in, he gonna do you some damage. That's what we can read. So that's what we can read. So we found out one thing that, and so they said we're gonna mute the elder. So Mr. Tills, he got no final statement for tonight. Listen, we're gonna mute somebody behind that. Well, like I said again, we know your time will come to a short on that bogard that you're doing sooner or later. So that's why I think we just got to keep on rolling and say Jack Ross. Because we clear that what they got on the plan, and we got to be clear what we got to do, that's all. So we got to do some, hey, Mother, D.F. Israel, we got to do some EZRA chapter 6, 14, 18. This is what we got. Hey, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what EZRA 6, 14 through 18 said. We got to do something. We can read in EZRA chapter 6, 14 on verse 18.
Ezra chapter 6, verses 14 through 18.
Yes, ma'am. What did it say we got to do?
Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. And the elders of the Yadad built and they prepared, though the prophesying of Haggai, the seer, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, somebody. And they built and finished it according to the commandments of Yahweh of Israel, and according to the commandments of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia, their tent. And this temple was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king, verse 16. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of the temple of Yahweh with joy, 17, and offered at the dedication of this temple of Yahweh 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Verse 18. And they set the priests in their division and the Levites in their court for the service of Yahweh, which is at Yahzat. As it is written in the book of Moses,
So, Mother, so what do we got to do according to verse 15? So what do we got to do according to verse 15?
In verse 15, and this temple was finished on the third day.
So we got to finish something. We got to put some. We got to make something happen. I'm keep telling you, see, right? See, I tell you, you got to make something happen. We got to do some finish. Hey, Mother E. Hey, Mother E. And Ezekiel 46, 1 and 2, 8 and 9. Help me out there, Mother E. Mother E, what it says in Ezekiel 46, verse 1, 2, 8, and verse 9. Can you help me out?
Ezekiel 46.
Yeah, 1, 2, 8, and 9. Ezekiel 46, verse 1, 2, 8, and 9. Can you help the OC out, Mother E?
Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1 and 2, verse 8 and 9. Ezekiel 46, verse 1. Thus said Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh towards the east shall be shut the six working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be open. Verse 2. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of that gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the certain hole of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Verse 8. And when the prince shall enter, he shall go in by the way of the porch of that gate. And he shall go forth by the way thereof. But when the people of the, verse 9, but when the people of the land shall come before the Yahweh in the solemn feast, he that enters in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate, and he that enters by the way of the south gate shall go forth by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go forth over against it.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people thinking that's talking about the future, but we'll leave that on the table for right now for time's sake. Hey, Mother, give me Revelation 21:25 to whet their beak up in the closing statement. Let's see what it says in Revelation 21:25 there, Mother. Mm-hmm. What can we read in 21:25 of Revelation?
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. Verse 25, and the gate of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
Now, which one is the future? Because you know you got nights. We know you got nights. Because nights is Mark 1:32. What it say, Mother? So here go the future. See, when Yahweh the Son returns, it's going to be no more nights. When Yahweh the Father returns, it's going to be no more nights. Night is going to run away like Adam and Eve never seen this. So when you read the what's in 46, 1 and 2, that's talking about the present, how it's supposed to be. But when you read Ain't No More Nights in Revelation 21:25, that means the sun there, it ain't no night. Everything going to be brightened like Adam and Eve once were before they came out of the garden. They know no darkness. So this is the future right here, but that's another lesson. We'll talk about that again. But that 46:1-2, Mother Eve. Now, in Mark 1:32, we know by 3 Mark 1:32, what can we read in Mark 1:32?
Okay. Book of Mark. Okay. Book of Mark.
Yeah, Mark
1. 32.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 1:32 read. Mark chapter 1, verse 32. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were
That's good. So when set, so we know this is the, now this is the presence. See, when the sun set, when we read over here in Revelation 21:25, that means it ain't gonna be no more sun setting. It's gonna be the sun gonna be like that all the time. We'll get one more witness on it in 16, verse 6. Because, see, you have to distinguish between what he's going to be doing now and what's going to happen in the future. So when it's no more darkness, that means Yahweh is back and the Father is back. It ain't no more. But right now, anytime darkness show up, that lets you know Yahweh is not back. That means you have to make it the best way you can and take instructions. What can we read now? Now we get a closing statement out of 16, verse 6 of Deuteronomy. What does it say?
Deuteronomy.
Yeah, 16, verse 6.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 6. But at the place which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose to place his name in it, there thus shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou comest forth out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. So now we're dealing with going down of the sun because of one thing. Yahweh is not here to take over this business because it won't be none of that. Now listen, now look at those WCC. Now Seer, you got to give us a second witness on that. Well, I got to give you a second witness. You got to give us a second witness, Seer. Mother E, we're going to give him a second witness that as long as you see the sun is doing what it's doing now, you're always going to run into that problem. But like I said, since it's a day radio station, it's nothing we can do right now. But let's see what we're working with. Let's see, can we find out an answer to that and revelation what we need? What we need, now we want to help those see out. In Revelation chapter 21, pick at verse 1 there, Mother E. 21, verse number 1.
Revelation 21,
1. Yes, ma'am. What did it say in 21, verse 1?
Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea.
Well, that's good enough. I got to come back, unless Mother D of Israel, Young Lion, can pull out where it says it will be no more this and no more that. maybe they can pull off on Seer right now. We know it's written. We come back with it tomorrow. If the young line or Mother D up don't pull me out on where it talks about all that no more, but we ain't gonna beat on it. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Daniel 2:16. Hey, Mother E, you gonna get your closing statement out the way, and Mother D.F. Israel, give me Daniel 2:16. Mother E, what your closing statement is? We catch you tomorrow on the special edition call Thursday evening. What your closing statement is there, Mother? Come on.
Just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for this year. And just thanking and praising Yahweh to be able to be in the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I thank you for being in the class, too. And tell them it's your famous word, Mother. Just hold on. You might come on back and tell them what they got to do, Mother. What they got
to
do?
And y'all just, and I'll say to the listener, so hold on.
Excellent. Just hold on. That's the bottom line. You hold on because a change is going to come, and we're going to cause a change by getting an order because Yahweh is going to give us a double. Now, Mother, let's drop that 2:16 on them, Mother. The book called Daniel.
You want that Revelation 21:4-6 still?
Okay, good. Yeah, bring it out.
Okay. Book of Revelation.
Bring it out.
Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 4-6. Verse 4 reads, "And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." But that's the one you wanted. That's the direct hit.
Well, no, the direct hit I was on to bring on the table was there be no more
life.
What we say, you know, I was going to bring it on the table. But I tell you what, I'll get back with it. Mother D. of Israel just dropped me 2:16. This is how you hold them off. Just drop a Daniel 2:16 on them. And then, you know, what did it say, Mother?
Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation thereof.
You see that? Terrorists, let's give the six anointed camps time. We'll come back with it. We'll come back with it, not in this lesson. Oh, we better read to you that Yahweh back here ain't going to be no more dogging because dogging is blown to another person called Satan the devil. So he ain't going to co-rule with him. Is that right, Mother G.F. Israel in 14:30? Let's see. See what Yahweh says about when he come back, this guy in 14:30, let's see how much that he going to tolerate him. Let's go to St. John chapter 14 now, Mother D.F. Israel. And let's see what we can read based upon how much he going to tolerate when he come back and this man is on the scene. 14:30 says what?
St. John.
14,
okay.
Verse 30.
Okay, I needed my other book.
Mm-hmm.
14,
verse
30. I know, I'm trying to get my page. Okay, St. John, chapter 14, verse 30. "Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and has nothing in me."
You see that? So he ain't co-ruling with him at all. He gonna just go on and deliver him up big time. So that's what's gonna happen. So now until that, let's get a little groundwork down, Brother Micaiah. Let's run back to Jeremiah 30.
So y'all go sit down.
It's number 1 through 4. Get down to 7, 15 through 17, that young line. Let's see what we can get. Let's see if we can get out of this right here. Jeremiah 30, 1 through 4, verse 7, 15 through 17. What?
Okay, going to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30. Picking up at verses 1 through 4, 7, 15 down to 17. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 1 reads, "And the word that came to Jeremiah the seer from Yahuwah, saying, 2, thus speaketh Yahuwah of Israel, saying, write you all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book. Verse 3, for lo, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel, 10 northern tribes, and Yada Judah, saith Yahuwah, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Verse 4, and these are the words that Yahuwah spake concerning Israel, 10 northern tribes, and concerning Yada Judah. Verse 7, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Israel's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Verse 15, why cry you for your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your sins. Because your sins were increased, I have done these things unto you. Verse 16, therefore all they that devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil you shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon you will I give for a prey. Verse 17, for I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith Yahuwah. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Yada Judah, which no man seeketh after.
So you see, so we know our day will come sooner or later, because bottom line, once we're in order, Yahuwah gonna intervene. But right now, we understand that. So Mother D of Israel, in Jeremiah 38, verse 20 and 21, we clear about some things, but then we got to find out how we got to deal with this thing. We're going to find out in a minute. Let's see what Jeremiah 38, verse 20 and 21 say, Mother D of Israel, and tell my old grandbabies over there to bag up a little bit for to show them that shoe for a minute until you get your hammer down real good. And Jeremiah 38, 20 and 21 says what?
Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 20 and 21, verse 20. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Obey, I beseech you, the voice of Yahuwah, which I speak unto you. So it shall be well unto you, and thy soul shall live. Verse 21. But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that Yahuwah has shown me.
Mm-hmm. See, Yahuwah we're telling you that you got to, you know, understand that we got the information showing what they said. Yeah, we're going to buy up all the land, and we're going to buy up all the land, but then we're going to have that big old airplane fly over that land and drop all kind of everything it takes to cut you short. So we don't told you in advance what's gonna happen. But you keep on doing Zechariah, Brother Micaiah, they keep on doing the Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11, when we try to bring the message to them, 11 down to verse 14. Let's see what it says in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11 to 14 there. Brother Micaiah, what does it say we can read?
Okay. Going to the book of Zechariah, chapter 7,
verse 11, down to 14. Verse 11 reads, but they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stooped their ears, that they should not hear. Verse 12, yet they made their minds as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which Yahweh of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former seers. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts. Verse 13, therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, said Yahweh of hosts. Verse 14, but I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate.
Mm-hmm. So in 2 Chronicles 36 there, young lion, verse 12, 15 and 16, it's up to you. It's up to you. And in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12, 15 and 16, it's up to you. What it says we can read in 36 chapter of 2 Chronicles 12, 15 and 16. And mother,
okay.
D of Israel, give me a spot. Chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, had that waiting on me.
Give you what?
Sarat.
I didn't hear it.
Chapter 4,
oh,
verse 6. Sarat. Chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, waiting on me. After Brother Micaiah, take a look at the 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12, 15, and 16.
2 Chronicles,
mm-hmm.
chapter 36, verse 12, verse 15, and verse 16. Verse 12 reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Verse 15, and Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messenger, rising up betimes and sent, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16, but they mocked the messengers of Yahweh and despised his words and misused his seal until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, till there was no remedy.
So remember Malachi, we're not going to read 3 verse 6 and Hebrews 13 verse 8. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you keep on marking the messengers, which is the six anointed council, voices of the truest light, and we tell you what you got to do. It's up to you. Keep marking. What's going to happen to you, according to what he's saying? Well, you got to read that, mother. Sarat, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Let's do it.
Sarat, chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 6. For if he cursed you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him. Verse 7. Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head to a great man.
Mm-hmm. So let's get a case in point there, mother. Let's run to 2 Chronicles 18, verse 31. Let's see if we get a case in point, and we're going to see where they pull this verse from. Let me show you something. In 2 Chronicles 18:31, there, mother, D.F. Israel, what can we read in 2 Chronicles 18:31?
2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 31. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about him to fight. And Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahweh helped him, and Yahweh moved them to depart from him.
Ain't that something? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, Jehoshaphat, he was Like they didn't got the sticks and all the camps all cornered up. But if you cry to Yahuwah, what do Yahuwah do?
I'll help you.
He'll help you. See, you got to believe it. And where did he pull that from, mother? Let's go to Exodus chapter 2. Let's go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 3, on verse 20. So have to pass. That means he was in 23:16 of the congregation of the dead. He understood if you cry to Yahuwah, he will help you. So he had a scripture hanging in the back of his pocket called Exodus 2:23 down to verse 25. Backed up with Leviticus 26 verse 9 Leviticus that mother did up Israel. So he had something in his back pocket. What he had, Exodus 2:23 down to verse 25, then go down to Leviticus 26 verse 9.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. And it came to pass in the presence of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel singled by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto Yahuwah by reason of the bondage. Verse 24. And Yahuwah heard their groaning, and Yahuwah remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Israel. 25. And Yahuwah looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahuwah had respect unto them.
See that? So you see that? So 26 verse 9. So when we get to Leviticus 26 verse 9, we clearly talk to the children of Israel. So when we get to 26 verse 9, what does it say?
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 9. For I will have respect unto the children of Israel.
So he said, I'm going to have respect for you. So if you got me right, although we got slapped on the wrist when we said you ain't got the name right, that because you ain't using the four letters, but we in the same token, he said the same thing, Brother Micaiah, in the 15th chapter, verse 37 to 39, backed up for now 1-9, the same thing. If you ain't got the name right, the man going to get you. They're going to drag you off. And if you ain't got 15:37-39 backed up with Zephaniah 1:6-9, we'll see what it say. Young Lion, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay, going to the book of Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 37 and 39. Verse 37 reads, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a horn.
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to read Zephaniah 1:6-9. He said, now listen, this is what you're supposed to do to remember, but suppose you don't want to remember that. Suppose you want to, hey, Mother D.F. Israel, suppose you want to be St. John 10:1-10. St. John chapter 10, verse 1 and 10, Mother D.F. Israel.
Okay. St. John chapter 10, verses 1 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, I come to give you life and not back hold that 169 there, young line, and give me 22:11-13, and then we'll build a case up to get back on our 169 by going to the book of Matthew, chapter 22:11 down to verse 13. What does it say that we can read? Come on.
They're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 11 down to 13. Book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 11 reads, and when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. Verse 12.
12 and 13.
And he said to him, friend, how come you in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13. Then said the king to the servants, bid him, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, that shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
He said going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He said, now cast him out in the outer darkness, because there he's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hey, Mother D of Israel, give me a precept on that by going to Matthew 25, verse 30 and 46. Mother D of Israel, what do you mean by it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth? What is he talking about that we can read? Can we paint the picture a little bit by not having on a garment with some fringes on it when it's time appointed? Matthew 25, verse 46, what does it say?
25, verse 30. And cast you out the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 46.
46.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
So when it gets cast off in that everlasting darkness, Mother, it's going to be what also going to be in that everlasting darkness? What else going to be going on there?
Punishment.
What else going to be going on there? Everlasting punishment. So what else is going on there in that out of darkness is going to be everlasting punishment. That what he say. So if you ain't got the name right, you ain't got your fringes on, going into everlasting darkness and everlasting punishment. That's what we just got through reading. Now, come on back, Brother Micaiah, and that Zephaniah 1:6-9 and Mother D of Israel, have me back in Ezra chapter 9, verse 13 down to verse 15, a closing statement. Come on.
Okay, the book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verses 6-9, verse 6 reads, and them that are turned back from Yahuwah, and those that have not sought Yahuwah, nor inquired for him. Verse 7. Hold your peace at the presence of Yahuwah, for the day of Yahuwah is at hand. For Yahuwah hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guest. Verse 8. And it shall come to pass in the day of Yahuwah's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Verse 9. In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit.
Mm-hmm. He said, you know, he said, I'm going to get you. He said, you want to wear the gay clothing over there in James chapter 2, verse 3, or 3 verse 2, whatever. He said, you want to wear the gay clothing? You want to wear the skinny jeans? You want to not have no prisons on when I check you down? It's up to you. I'm telling you what's going to happen to you. You're going to be weeping and gnashing the teeth, and great punishment going to be on you. Hey, Mother D up Israel, what we read over there in 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 13 down to verse 15, closing statement.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 13 to 14.
No, to 15.
To 15.
15 down to verse 15.
Second Ezra chapter 13, verse 14, verse 13 to 15, verse 13. Keep thee far from the man that has power to kill. So shall thou not doubt the fear of death. And if thou come unto him, make no fault, lest he take away your life. Presently.
Hold on, mother. You in Ezra, verse 13 to 15.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm in Ecclesiastes. Whatever. Oh.
Give me second Ezra.
I'm sorry. Okay.
The 9,
okay.
Verse 13.
Okay. 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 13. And therefore be thou not curious how the unjust wily shall be punished, and when but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is, and for whom the world is created. Verse 14. Then answered I and said, verse 15, I have said before, and now do speak and will speak it also hereafter, that there be many more of them which perish than of them which shall be saved.
Mm. There ain't gonna be a whole lot of killing. They ain't gonna make it. So it's up to you, I'm saying, they ain't gonna make it. Wipe your eyes when you see some of your close loved ones, you take a rag and wipe your eyes. But they ain't gonna make it. Because they got their name right, got them fringes on, and hold on to the ear. Mother dear, we do the special edition call Thursday evening. You on the clock, come on. Closing statement.
Oh, I'm going to go to that Revelation 21, verse 23, and it reads, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the greatness of Yahweh did light it, and the Yahweh the Son, the Lamb, is the light thereof. Verse 23. 22 verse 5, and there shall be no light there, and they need no candle nor light of the sun, for Yahweh giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He's calling verses out again. Look what they say. Calling verses out again, their mother.
In Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. In Revelation 22, verse 5.
You got that, WCC? See that? See, the foxtail had been lit and the curtain had went up. He's been had again. See, he's always going to be had messing around the six and on the castle. Excellent. All right. I was excellent, Mother D.F. Israel. We'll catch you on a special edition call Thursday evening. And And Bud Micaiah, what you working with? On what you working with? You on the clock? Come on.
All right. Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day.
Give me 24th. I thought we had a verse on the table for you. Give me the 24th chapter, verse 13 and 14 of Matthew, then close out from there. Matthew 24, okay. 13 and 14. Then give me a closing statement.
All right, going to Matthew 24, verse 13. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 13. 13 read. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 14.
Get this covenant. What about this covenant?
Okay, go on and pick it up at verse 14.
Well, this. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 14 reads, "And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world of Israel for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
Excellent. And that's how it goes. After we get to saying what we saying, then it ain't going to be. Not until that over with. Excellent, young line. Give me a closing statement. We'll catch you tomorrow on a special edition called Thursday evening, 6 o'clock. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for me being able to meet the seer and learn his word under the seer, Israel of C. Roy. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and children that he has given me to raise up in the Torah instructions for him. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders and for the mothers and for all the brothers and sisters at the six anointed camps of Israel. I'm going to read the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 33. 33 reads, "Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of your statutes, your Torah instructions, and I shall keep it until the end." 34, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your Torah instructions. Yes, I shall observe it with all my mind." 35, "Make me to go in the path of your Torah instructions, for therein do I delight." Verse 36, "I climb my mind into your covenant and not to covetousness." Verse 37, "Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken you me in your way." 38, "Establish your word into your servant who is devoted to your fear." 39, "Turn away my reproach which I fear, for the judgments are good." Verse 40, "Behold, I have longed after your precepts, quicken me in your righteousness." Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Jay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, I'm still here, young lion. You want to say what you had to say? Mother D of Israel put the clinch on it in 21, 23, and 22, 5. So